gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's that portrait on the wall of free speech, because it's there and it's looking at you. And for all you know, its eyes are following you back and forth across the room, just like in those spooky movies. Why is that a good thing? I don't know. But if you're spooked out and creeped out by it, send the badly needed fundage, okay? Because this whole thing, you know, this could all be a computer simulation. Yeah, maybe your mother doesn't even love you. Your mother loves you. Okay, that's all a bunch of crap. Anyway, just send the fundage, all right? Just send the fundage. It's Christmas. Don't be a jerk, okay? Go to republicbroadcasting.org. You know how to do it. Anyway, today is our Monday show. We've got Mark Collett. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. It's good to be here, my friend. And yes, this could all be a simulation. That would be a very, very interesting thing, wouldn't it? Because if it was a simulation, then what are you doing when you're playing a computer game? It's kind of you're in a simulation playing a simulation. That's like simulation inception, isn't it? If you've seen the film Inception.
No, I haven't. Don't think I've seen that. I don't see films in general.
But well, good. That's
I don't think I'm missing
one. That's an odd way to start.
An odd way to start. No, I've seen, I saw The Matrix. And that was kind of weird. But, and I saw The Matrix 2. Wasn't there a redo of it?
Yeah, let's not talk about that. That was just bloody awful. I mean, that was terrible.
So I saw it on it. I see, to the extent I see films, I see them on airplanes because I have nothing else to do. But, all right. So we were talking just before the show, and I've been talking a lot over the past couple of months. I've been talking a lot about what I call the Kanye cost. It's like the Holocaust, only real. Which is a joke, but it's a funny joke. And so you've got Kanye West, and he has no filter, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care. They can take away his fortune. He doesn't care. They can smash his family. He probably actually cares about that, but it won't stop him. There's no stopping him. And now he's got his lieutenant, young Nick Fuentes, and Nick is going all out. He's going all out, and he's not holding back. And so they famously were on Alex Jones's show a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and got an awful lot of attention. Well, Nick Fuentes, they went on Alex's show, and then Alex since then has gone around saying, oh, you know, it was a setup. The whole thing was a setup. And, you know, it was a setup to make me look bad. They're trying to make me look bad. Take away my credibility. Come on, talk about Hitler and Nazis, you know. Because I hate the Nazis. I hate the Nazis, but they come on. You know, they're a plant. They're helping the Democratic Party raise money by making the Republicans look bad or something like that. And so Nick, who actually has, you know, he had a previous and reasonable relationship with Alex Jones. They had cooperated together pretty closely in the Stop the Steal days after the 2020 election. Nick came back on the show, and they had a friendly debate on Hitler and the Holocaust and all this other stuff. And that was, I think you might have seen some of that. That was a week ago. And then on Friday, Nick did he's going to try to do one of his, he used to do daily shows. He's going to try to do a show once a week, and he did a show. And I listened to the first 40 minutes of it, and I also listened to some live. So I've heard a big hunk of it, and I think he's talking very reasonably. So what are we to make of all this? Because there's a lot of people who are complaining about Kanye, complaining about Nick. But what do you make of all of this?
I think it's a really interesting situation. It's an interesting situation because you've got two different groups here. You've got Alex Jones and you've got Kanye and Nick. And let's speak honestly and frankly. Alex Jones is a guy who throughout his life has built a massive media empire and made hundreds of millions by saying anything and everything at any given time. So that he has the latest, greatest, and wackiest hot take there is in order to make money. So Alex Jones will say things that I believe that he knows are untrue, but it's because his audience wants to hear it. It's the latest wacky thing that he can come out with. He then says those things, he runs with it until the next wacky thing comes along. And most of the things that he talks about aren't really, in my humble opinion, of any worth. They're actually things that are just having the latest take. You see, when you actually analyse what Alex Jones talks about, and you analyse the things he's saying, if any one of those things was true, you'd never shut up about it. Same with people like David Icke. If David Icke really believed that the moon was a hollow relay station for satanic broadcasts that are beamed from Saturn via the moon to Earth to get into our
head. Is that what it said?
Yeah, Saturn is Satan's broadcasting station, and that the moon is a hollow relay for the and somehow amplifies these beams. Now, if you actually believe that to be true, you'd never ever stop talking about it. You'd never ever stop trying to warn people of that, because that's such a wild idea. It's so salacious, it's so crazy that if that was actually true, how could you ever stop talking about it? How could you ever say to people, well, right, I'm bored of speaking about, you know, the moon being Satan's broadcasting station? You couldn't stop talking about that ever. Because it's just such a huge thing. It's overwhelming. But he does stop talking about it. He moves on and he goes to something else. Now, I believe, sorry about that, fundamentally, that white people face their own genocide. White people are facing white genocide. They're facing a situation where they will become a minority in their ancestral homeland, where they will basically become not just a minority, but they'll become an actual hated minority. And when all of this happens, they will, you know, cease to exist in a meaningful way, and they will go on to be genuine victims, but not victims in the same way that our enemies say that we victimize non-whites, but genuine victims. So we will genuinely be, you know, an actual hated minority that gets
actually, like the Holocaust, only real.
Exactly. And what they'll do to us will be terrible. And you can already see that. And I've got evidence to back that up. So people say, oh, well, Mark, that's a big call, isn't it? Well, not really. It's a quite a sensible thing to say, especially when you see what has happened in places like, places in Britain where whites have become close to being a minority, where whites are close to being a minority, they are victimized, etc. And then I also talk about Jewish power, and I talk about how Jewish power has facilitated us becoming a minority. Now, all of these things are things that I talk about consistently, and I don't stop talking about them. I keep talking about them, and I say these are the most important things that we have to contend with at the moment as people of European descent. And I don't stop talking. I keep talking. I keep raising the alarm on these issues. But Alex Jones is one of these people who flits from thing to thing. One week it's fake school shootings, which then he later goes on to admit actually did happen. The next week it's something different, and the next week it'll be something else, something completely different, something that just, you know, we might not have thought of yet. And every time he jumps to the next thing, the previous thing is just discarded. That was last week's conspiracy theory. And I've often likened this to something that you see in old television shows, And these old television shows, they have something called Monster of the Week, where every week the good guys will uncover a new type of monster, a new type of threat.
And, like Scooby-Doo, right?
Yeah. And throughout the particular episode that you're talking about, they will then get to the bottom of that monster, and they will defeat that monster before eventually moving off. And next week they'll do exactly the same thing in a different setting. And I have long since said that Alex Jones, David Icke, people like this, they are sort of Monster of the Week conspiracy guys. So yeah, each week they will have a different...
Just not as funny as Scooby-Doo.
Just not as funny as Scooby-Doo. Slightly more tragic, should we say. And every week it's a different wacky episode. Every week you never know what they're going to come out with. But there's certain parameters that these people won't cross. They won't talk about certain things that are too hot, that are, too much for them, because they know if they do, it very well might undermine their ability to raise funds, to do business. And very much because of this, they always circle back to things that actually tie in with establishment power. So these people will repeatedly state that, you know, Jews are hard done by. They'll repeatedly deny that Jews have any role in the media or any role in the decline we see. That's a conspiracy theory. It's dangerous. That's what the Nazis would have said. And they also talk about how things are all being done by modern day Nazis, in fact. And that's just so absurd. So I've heard people like Alex Jones and others of his ilk say things like, well, it's the modern day Nazis. The modern day Nazis infiltrated the Democrat Party, and the Democratic Party are now run by Nazis, and they are carrying out the will of what is essentially the Fourth Reich. What? Like, does this buffoon never pick up a book? Has he never seen any footage from the Third Reich? You see, the Third Reich was a white Germanic ethno-state that had power based around the nodes of power were based around sort of traditionalism, morality, and, you know, a homogenous Germanic ethno-state. Now, if you look at the modern Democratic Party, that's not the Fourth Reich. That's immorality, it's the destruction of tradition, the destruction of culture, and it's a multicultural melting pot where, sort of, if you had a Germanic homogenous group within that melting pot, they'd be the whipping boys for everyone else.
Well, Hitler was trying to take over the world, and Angela Merkel, what's she doing? I mean, she's trying to take over the world with the EU. Obviously, she's his daughter, even though she was born 7 years after he died. Still, she's his daughter.
This is exactly the kind of trash that these people come out with. Exactly the kind of trash that they come out with. And when it comes down to it, you have to look at all of this, and you have to say, it is nonsense. Just complete nonsense. And they, ultimately, they lead everything back around so that when you get back around to the cause of all this, their enemies, in a very real way, are the same enemies that the establishment have. Because if you actually say to Alex Jones, who's your enemies? It's the Nazis. If you say to Joe Biden, who's the greatest threat to America? Well, he'd say it was the Nazis too.
Neo-Nazi white supremacy.
Neo-Nazi white supremacists threaten the very fabric of our multicultural, progressive and utopian American state. And Alex Jones the neo-Nazis threaten our democratic constitution.
Joe Biden, he had that whole speech from Philadelphia where the Independence Hall behind him was bathed with blood red light, and he was talking about white supremacy and you know how it's the greatest threat to America, and that's what his intelligence services are telling him.
Yeah, but this is the point, Patrick, isn't it? This is the big point that we've got. This is what we're sort of facing here. We're facing a situation where both sides that we're discussing today actually point to the Nazis being the problem. And both sides have a very different definition of what the Nazis are. And both sides would call each other the Nazis. And that's just absurd, isn't it? So you've got Biden, and he would say Alex Jones is a Nazi. Or entertains Nazis, or something of that ilk. And Jones would say that Biden is a Nazi. And neither are Nazis. These accusations are just absolute foolery. But they're accusations that both sides make. Now, Nick Fuentes, on the other hand, enter Nick Fuentes, the new challenger, the young upstart. And Nick Fuentes is quite accurately saying, actually, you're both wrong. This isn't the Nazis. We've been conditioned from birth to believe that the Nazis are coming and the Nazis are evil and the Nazis are, you know, the worst thing that ever happened to the world. And why have we been convinced this? Well, we've been convinced this because we are being taught as white people to hate ourselves, but not just to hate ourselves, but to fundamentally hate the idea of white people seeking an ethnically homogenous nation, ethnically homogenous moralistic nation, which stands on a firm footing of traditionalism, morality, and family values. We're being brainwashed into opposing all that and standing against anything that would save us, because we're being told that if you stand on that platform, you are a Nazi, you are evil, you are a fascist, you are bad. And he's actually turning around and saying, hey, I'm the only guy out there, this is what Nick's basically saying, along with Kanye, who will come out and fundamentally say, no, what you're saying is trash, what you're saying is actually bad for our cause, what you're saying is wholly false. And he's talking about how we got in this mess. And you can't talk about how we got in this mess in a open, honest, and meaningful way unless you are willing to talk about what happened at the end of the Second World War. Because at the end of the Second World War, everything changed. At the end of the Second World War, the whole script was flipped. When the Axis powers lost, everything altered. And that was, or built on the back of that, that's when the template was put into place for the destruction of our people. That's when the template was put into place for the death of the West. Mass immigration began in earnest after that. Everything that we love and hold dear began being chipped away at, and all of a sudden...
I want to ask you something just relevant to that. It's happening, like, all the major countries that were participants in the war, it's happening to an extent, but it seems to be happening fastest to the Allied powers themselves. Well, the Soviet Union wound up just getting dismembered, but United States, France, and Britain, isn't it happening fastest there?
Well, it isn't.
It's happening in Germany, it's happening in Italy, it's even happening in Japan, but it's happened fastest in those allied countries. Yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, I think that any country, and I've said this before, any country that's a vassal state of America faces this. They face this huge existential threat, and that's something that can't be denied. And it's very strange, because when you look at this, you would think, okay, let's look at this from a logical perspective. If the Holocaust is 100% real, absolute fact, did happen, and, you know, it was the worst thing that ever happened in the world, and it's just as the establishment stated. Let's just
And what does the establishment say?
That 6 million Jews were intentionally executed by the Nazis.
Into like soap and lampshades and masturbation.
Whatever. It was all the worst thing that ever happened. Let's just say that. It was all the worst thing that ever happened, and the establishment narrative was correct. So then you could take that there would be anger.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's just say, this, that it was all the worst thing that ever, ever happened, and the establishment narrative was correct. So then you could take that there would be anger towards white Germans from Jews. And you could also take, potentially, that other ethnic groups, other non-white ethnic groups, might look at that situation and say, you know what? We might be quite fearful of these Germans because they did these horrible things to the Jews. And you could make a case that that's why they flood Germany with migrants. That's why they're trying to destroy the German people. That's why since 2015, well over 13 million migrants have entered Germany, you know, changing the ethnic and cultural makeup of the nation. And if you want to make that case, you can do. But then how do you make the case for that happening in Britain, in France, in Spain, in Italy? We could make the case that it happened in Italy because Italy at one point a fascist power. But how would you make the case that it was happening in America? If you listen to the official narrative, Britons and Americans laid down their lives to put a stop to Nazism, to stop these, you know, allegedly wicked Germans carrying out these horrific war crimes and acts. But then why would Jewish media moguls and those in positions of power be desperate for us to become a minority? Why would they be desperate to pick apart our society? Why would they be desperate to critique every aspect of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant America? Why would they want to, you know, keep the WASPs down? The WASPs rescued them, didn't they? And at that point, you realize that everything that we're seeing now emanates from the end of the Second World War. It all comes from there. And it all comes from policy that sprang forth because of that conflict and because of the outcome of that conflict. And that the policies that sprang forth at the end of that war don't just target ethnic Germans. They don't just target the descendants of the Wehrmacht or the Waffen-SS or of Hitler's henchmen. They target every white person on the planet. Every white sort of moral, decent white family and white person is targeted by those anti-white policies. And all of a sudden then, you have to come to the conclusion that maybe you're being lied to. Maybe there is a plan here. Maybe everything you were told wasn't true. Why are you being punished? Because your ancestors defeated the Nazis. The Nazis were meant to be the bad guys. And then you start unpicking it all. You start looking into history. And you start finding answers. And Nick Fuentes, in his 24 years, or however old he is, I don't know his birthday. He's basically come out and challenged much greater evils and much greater lies in his 24 years than Alex Jones has ever challenged. And Nick Fuentes is going to the one place that the powers that be fear. He's going to the one place that is truly taboo. He is talking about the Second World War. He's talking about things that happened at that time. And he's talking about the effects of the end of that war and policy that took place after that war as a direct result of it. And that is the root. That is the root. And he's going for it. And people, you know, and it's where your Alex Jones and your David Icke and people like that fear to tread. They fear to go there because that is the ultimate taboo. It's the ultimate truth. And it's the ultimate taboo and it's the ultimate truth for a very serious and real reason. Now, when you talk about foundation, it was recently Thanksgiving in America. So Thanksgiving is one of the obvious and historical founding myths, well, not myths, founding stories, or the found mythology of America. You know, and I think every American would agree with that, that Thanksgiving is very important. It's the foundational tale of America. But post Second World War, in every white nation, there has almost been a second founding, a new foundational myth. And that new foundational myth is built on the end of the Second World War. It's built on Hitler bad, white man evil, homogenous white societies, wicked and bad and toxic. And is taking that on.
Yeah. And in Europe, you've got the Holocaust thing. In the United States, I think it wound up being the civil rights movement was the second founder. The second founder is Martin Luther King, but then that winds up becoming a vehicle for later on, the Holocaust. I remember in 1988, or maybe in 1989, George Bush, the first George Bush had been elected president. He had a vice president named Dan Quayle, who was very young and not particularly bright. And he was once he was being interviewed and he was asked something about the Holocaust. And he said, the Holocaust it's a shameful episode in our history.
Sweet Leilani.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You are my paradise completed. You are my dream
come. And he was once answering, so he was being interviewed, and he was asked something about the Holocaust, and he said the Holocaust is, it's a shameful episode in our history. And the interviewer said, what do you mean our history? And he kind of stumbled and says, well, in the world history, and America's part of the world. Like, the whole thing was very, very confused. And at the time, Dan Quayle was much ridiculed for it. But now that logic that it's part of world history and America's part of the world, and therefore it's a shameful part of our history. That is the logic that actually holds power now. That is the logic that, you know, somehow this happened. And anybody in the, you know, well, any white person in the world who didn't stop it, and of course we're all born after, we didn't stop it. Mark, you and I didn't stop the Holocaust, and therefore we've got Holocaust blood on our hands. That really seems to be the logic. Am I overstating it?
No, you're not overstating it. And this is why it's so important. And Nick Fuentes, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, all of these people that love Alex Jones and think Alex Jones is a truth seeker, they will accept any kind of wackiness. You know, you can talk flat earth, you can talk hollow earth, you can talk hollow moon, you can pretend Saturn is Satan's broadcasting station. You can claim any event, even those caught on camera, were faked. But if you say that you're not completely convinced that the Holocaust happened as per, you know, the official, you know, history narrative with a little trademark at the end of it. You're basically the most evil person alive. And that should be instructive to anybody with an ounce of intelligence as to what's going on here. That should be absolutely instructive to people, to the situation that we face. Because this is the one thing you can't talk about. This is the one thing that scares the truth seekers, that scares, you know, the likes of Alex Jones and David Icke. It's the one thing they don't want, subject they don't want to broach. They don't want to talk about this. It's too much. And in fact, they will actually play into the hands of this narrative with their own Nazis bad, you know, Second World War, you know, founding mythology rubbish. And fundamentally, that keeps them to a degree in a safe space. And I can tell you this now, when it comes down to it, Nick Fuentes is showing the world that he has got serious balls. He's coming out there and he's actually tackling these huge issues at a young age, and he's tackling them in a way that, you know, people much as senior who are meant to be these, you know, professional truth seekers, they won't even touch. These professional truth seekers will not even touch what Nick Fuentes is touching now. They're scared of it. And like, as we've said a second ago, Alex Jones, he is terrified of touching this. He's actually scared. He's running scared. And after the interview, you say, oh, Nick made me look terrible. You know, get it coming on here and talking about the Nazis. Well, you talk about, you know, alien brainwashing and, you know, all sorts of nonsense. And when it comes, you know, you sell your bloody trash. It's all those stupid supplements he sells. You know, he does all these wacky things and everyone's meant to accept that. But a guy comes on and says, maybe, just maybe, the official Holocaust narrative isn't, you know, all that it seems. And the guy is sweating like a fat pig. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's the one truth he's not allowed to talk about. It's the one truth that would upset his sponsors. It's the one truth that would turn him from the very profitable Alex Jones show, which has, you know, led to him having a combined net wealth across all his companies of around $270 million, to being a guy who would never process a payment again, even if his life depended on it. And
he's filing for bankruptcy. He's been ordered to pay like $1 billion or something. And then isn't there another suit where he's like going to have to pay all the money in the world to these some Jews or something? I don't. It's absolutely insane. And he's complaining that, he and others are complaining that Nick Fuentes and Kanye West are they're going to spoil things for the real opposition, which is the Republican establishment. They're going to spoil things for Trump, you know. And the thing is that on his the thing is Kanye West is kind of weird and goofy. Okay, he's an artist and he's kind of weird and goofy, and some people say, well, he's got some mental issues. Well, maybe he does. And Dave Chappelle, I mean, I think Dave Chappelle, it was a brilliant observation to say, hey, I've been in Hollywood and, you know, there really are an awful lot of Jews out here. You find a lot of Jews out here. And it's not crazy to think that Jews run Hollywood. It's just crazy to say it out loud. And maybe it takes somebody who's kind of crazy to say these things. Maybe that is a requirement. Because the thing is, if it's you or myself or Nick Fuentes by himself or David Duke, people who just say exactly what they think, we are never gonna get to be billionaires based on saying what we think. It's not gonna happen. We're gonna get swatted down. Like, I'm not really on their radar. David was on their radar. I guess you're getting on their radar. You get swatted down. But so it really is going to take somebody who has gotten to the top of their profession and then kind of like Putin. Putin was at the top of his profession, gets into power, and then he reveals himself. And so it's going to take somebody who's gotten to the top of their profession, doing something completely different, black rapping or fashion designing, and then turns on them. And so it is somebody like Kanye. I don't see how anybody could do what he's doing without having gotten to the top of the profession in a more conventional way. But Nick is he's kind of interpreting Kanye for the rest of the world. And Nick is extremely sensible. And on his broadcast on Friday, he was saying, look, you know, what are we spoiling things for? Are we spoiling things for Trump? I mean, Trump in 2016, he got them all riled up, but he wasn't even talking the full truth. He wasn't talking about Jewish power. He was avoiding Jewish power. And his 20, you know, he went from talking about the wall, building a wall and keeping out Mexicans because they're rapists. That was 2016. In 2020, he was attacking Democrats just for being communists. He wasn't even talking about demographic issues anymore. It's just, we've got to save America from socialism. And now he's just, you know, he's saying, look at the Biden economy. We got to get gas prices lower. He's going more and more and more and more moderate and more establishment. And then who else is there? I mean, are we spoiling things for Ron DeSantis? Ron DeSantis, who flew to Israel to sign legislation outlawing anti-Semitism. You know, who are we spoiling things for? Kevin McCarthy? So the whole system is completely spoiled. And this is, you know, what Kanye West is talking about. This is what's required. Why is it required? And he's giving all the same arguments you just gave for why it is important to talk about Jewish power specifically, and even Hitler and even the Holocaust, because it's been used against us in ways that you just described. So I recommend, I will try to post this show. I will post it in nationalbugle.com, and I recommend listening to, you know, the first 5 minutes of anything Nick does is usually just music, because he always shows up late for his live streams. And then the next 10 minutes is just kind of banter and he's joking around. But then from about like minute 15 to minute 45, he's just making really, really important points. And get over it. He's young, okay? Get over it. He woke up to these issues at a very young age. And by the way, a few years ago, he was on his podcast and he was recommending David Duke's My Awakening and Jewish Supremacism. So he's obviously read this stuff at an early age, and get over the fact that he's young. In fact, be glad that he's young, because he's got a big he's got a big future in front of him, hopefully. But B, as he pointed out, he really, being so young, he doesn't have a lot to lose. Kanye's got a lot to lose. Kanye's got $2 billion fortune to lose, and he's willing to do it. Nick really doesn't have much to lose. And you know, people like Tucker Carlson, who have, you know, they've built themselves a big platform. People like Elon Musk, who's got a giant fortune, or people like Trump, they're afraid of losing what they have. They've got a lot to lose, and they're afraid of it. Alex Jones is afraid to lose Nick's not afraid, and Kanye's not afraid, and that's what it takes, and we should be happy for it.
At the end of the day, you've also got to ask yourself, haven't you? If Alex Jones is really the truth seeker that he claims to be, why is he bothered that somebody would come onto his show and speak the truth? He'd only be bothered about that if he thought speaking that particular truth was going to impact him negatively in some way. And if he then believes that it would impact him negatively in some way, why would it impact him negatively in some way? Why would speaking that particular truth harm him to such a degree? What is it about that particular thing that causes, you know, so much upset why are people so desperate for you to not speak about that particular issue? And obviously, you know why I'm asking these questions, because the questions have very obvious answers. You know, I could walk down the street today and I could hand out pamphlets about flat earth, hollow moon. I could talk about any of these weird and wonderful and wacky conspiracy theories. In fact, there are even mainstream documentaries made about these ideas, about these theories, and about the people who talk about them. But if you walk down the street and start talking about the things we're talking about on this show, well, you're going to face severe opposition, because this is the great taboo. And it's the great taboo because people fundamentally have been indoctrinated to a ludicrous degree on this specific issue. They've been indoctrinated about this specific topic to the point where they fear talking about this more than anything else. And that tells you something. That tells you that if you're a truth seeker, this is the topic you need to be talking about. This is the thing that you need to be bringing up. This is, you know, because they always say you get more flack when you're over the target. When you're getting the flack, that means you're over the target.
Right.
And
right.
I believe that we are over the target. I believe that we are in a position where we're getting the abuse we're getting because we're mentioning something that upsets people in real positions of power, that upsets people who really hold the kind of institutional sway that the white male is erroneously told that he holds. And I can tell you this now, it's not the white male who holds this power. The people who hold this power are the people myself and Patrick and Dr. David Duke are talking about. It's the people that are, that you can't talk about, who hold power. And I do find it so funny that for a year or so before Kanye said this, all you had was an attack on white men. All you had was, it's the white male, it's the white cis, it's the white cis heterosexual patriarchy, and they're ruining it for everybody else. And never once did this white heterosexual cis patriarchy, come out and try to stop people talking about their power. Never once did this white cis heterosexual patriarchy squish those who dare mention their nefarious plans. But I'll tell you what, there's been quite a lot of pushback for Kanye, hasn't there? There's been a lot of people trying to stop him talking about the things he wants to talk about. And the kind of pushback that he's getting is the kind of pushback you would expect somebody to get when they're really talking about the people who are in charge. And for all the Black Lives Matter marches, they were supported by the institutions. They were supported by the media. They were supported by the state, by the government. They were supported by Biden. They were supported by the Democrats. They were supported by many of the people in the establishment Republican movement. But no one's supporting Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are, but the point is he doesn't get any, he just gets squished.
No,
he loses billions of dollars.
I mean, he probably, from the moment he mentioned Jewish power, DEFCON 3, from that moment, I mean, when he talked about White Lives Matter, he was getting flack. But the moment he crossed the Rubicon and talked about Jews, within, 10 days, he lost $1.6 billion. Like, he lost 80% of his net worth, according to Forbes, and they're not done. They want to send him into complete bankruptcy and dissolvency. There's only a few minutes left. There was a clip I heard. Apparently, very recently, there's some site called Real News, because it's real, and they did a documentary on Klaus Schwab and the WEF. And part of it was played on an RBN show over the weekend, a very good RBN show, but it got me riled up. This clip got me riled up because it's really Alex Jones kind of stuff, the way I look at it. And I've already recorded two of my shows for later in the week, and I talk about it. And I don't, you know, I'm not satisfied with the way I talk about it, but, it was on the WEF and, there was one part of it. I talk about other parts of it on other shows later in the week, but there was one part where they quoted what they referred to as French billionaire, what was his first name? Philippe, Argilier. And Argilier, and he's a French billionaire, and he has acquired databases. He's acquired four databases that prove that there's 38 people who rule the earth. 38 people, not 37, not 39, but 38 people control.
We're gonna sing together, okay?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Who ruled the earth. 38 people, not 37, not 39, but 38 people control the affairs of the 8 billion inhabitants of the earth. And he can tell us with complete confidence, 100% confidence, that Joe Biden is taking direct orders from the WEF. And, you know, this documentary, not quoting him, but, well, actually kind of quoting him, said that, you know, Bill Gates is one of these 38 people. So I'm waiting for this list of 38 people to drop. And this, you know, this documentary just came out, I guess, in November. When I was looking for it, I saw all these references from the past couple of weeks. And so it's big. But then I wanted to get into this French billionaire, because the documentary was more, not just only on the French billionaire, but, you know, the WEF declaring that Jesus is fake news and God is dead. But, you know, this Philippe Argelier, I was looking him up. And oddly enough, even in the French Wikipedia, there's not a page on him. I did find some sort of biography that his family, which is from Corsica, they saved Jews from the Nazis. So they're obviously very good people. And they're going after the real villains, which is the WEF. Klaus Schwab, by the way, speaks with a German accent. And so obviously Nazis. But the thing is, he went on the Stu Peters show 14 months ago, back in October 2021, making this exact same claim. So he has been going public for well over a year now with his database of the 38 people who secretly run the world. What's happened with that? Have you seen this list? Have you heard about it? Did he change the world? By the way, he turned down $20 billion to sell that database back to the people who run the world, back to the WEF. WEF, is that what they're called? Yeah. They offered him $20 billion for it. $20 billion, but he's too based. He wouldn't sell it back. What do you make of this?
Sounds like garbage to me.
It sounds like Alex Jones' nonsense,
really, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is, the documentary itself was pretty well done, okay? And I'm not trying to start things, you know, with other hosts and whatnot. It actually sounds pretty alarming, and I think the people would listen to it and think it's pretty alarming. But the fact of the matter is, do you really think Victoria Nuland needed a phone call from Klaus Schwab? And she said, well, I really don't want to start this war, and I don't want to support, you know, the Jewish takeover of Ukraine. I don't want to. It just goes against my grain. But Klaus Schwab, if I don't do it, Klaus Schwab's going to send ninja against me, and they're going to kill my children. I don't think that's how it's working, for whatever reason.
No.
We're at the end of the show, but if you have any final thoughts, please.
No, I think you're right. I think all of these things are convenient ways to not talk about the elephant in the room. And Nick Fuentes is talking about the elephant in the room. He's talking about the big one, the big issue, and he is talking about it openly, and he's talking about it honestly, and he's talking about it courageously. And for that, we should all be thankful. Oh, and have a great Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National People Radio.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.